This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Things haven't gone according to script so far for Team USA basketball leading up to the Olympics in Tokyo. This is Tim McMaster along with The Athletic's senior NBA writer Joe Varden. Joe, first the news of Bradley Beal being placed in protocol on Wednesday, then he was ruled out for the Olympics on Thursday. On Friday, Kevin Love withdrawing from the team. Friday night's game with Australia canceled because of caution. And oh, the team dropped its first two games on the court as well. It's a lot of stuff going the wrong direction. Of those things, what's the biggest concern you think for Team USA?
Well, I think one that you mentioned, and then one, if you mentioned, I missed it because I was kind of wallowing in all the other tough stuff that you'd mentioned. The first thing is Bradley Beal, because he is a legit, you know, all NBA player, a 30-point per game scorer, a good defender. And they couldn't replace him realistically, and they really didn't. If you look at who they've brought on to fill one of the two vacancies, that was, you know, it's just not anywhere near the caliber of a Bradley Beal. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is I'm very concerned about relying on three players to play very significant key minutes in the Olympics who are deadlocked in a grueling finals. And that's Devin Booker and Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton. It's just, they all seem committed. They sound committed, but I have concerns. I have concerns that they'll be able to fulfill that commitment. And then if they do, how they'll feel after playing six or seven of the highest stress games of their lives and then flying on the same jet the next night to Tokyo, and literally getting into uniform for Team USA game one, Sunday, July 25th.
And you said those guys obviously have to play major minutes in the tournament, but do you think because of that travel and the grueling schedule, is there a way that they can be eased in and maybe those, you know, the early games of the tournament not have to play a bunch of minutes?
Well, I mean, the first game is against France, who beat the United States in the 2019 World Cup. And you wanted to say, well, this edition of Team USA is better than that one. But I don't know if you can say that anymore. There are two great players on this team in Kevin Durant and Damian Lillard, and they're better than everybody who was on that 19 team. But there aren't that many bodies available. And, you know, it's tough math right now. So sure. But if that's the case, then you're looking at going into a game with like eight or nine guys.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So the new additions to the team because of those guys that are no longer going to Tokyo, JaVale McGee, Denver Nuggets center, San Antonio Spurs power forward Keldon Johnson, they're both added to the roster. Where do they fit into this roster?
Well, not really. And Pop kind of clued us in on this on, I guess it would be, if today's Friday, I guess this would be Thursday. He clued us in on this when he was talking about who it is that, or what kind of role and what kind of player we're talking about as a replacement. And he was talking about, like, if this person has to come in and play a few minutes, they're going to be a good teammate. They'll help keep us moving forward, that sort of thing. So, you know, they're not really going to be counting on Keldon Johnson and JaVale McGee when you get into the quarterfinals and all the chips are down and the money's on the line and whatever else cliche you want to think of. I just got done talking about how they're really, really thin for the first game potentially. So maybe those guys will have to play then. But otherwise, they're just sort of emergency guys. We know Keldon Johnson is in shape. We believe JaVale McGee has been vaccinated from COVID-19, which is makes him a safer add to this roster. He is a rim protector, but I mean, he's not a starter. He's not an NBA starter. Didn't start for the Nuggets. Didn't start for the Cavs before that. So, you know, I don't think that you were going to be counting really on either of these guys to make a huge contribution. You know, as I keep saying, the saviors are already on the team. That's Dame and KD.
All right, one more thing for you, and that is the next tune-up Sunday against Spain. Are there any concerns about that game being played?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I just checked on this, and the last word I got was that as far as this Team USA source knew, the game was still on. But, you know, I don't know how much you're going to get out of that game if you play it, missing the three guys from the finals, which of course you are. JaVale arrives to Las Vegas. I don't know if he gets here Friday. Fine. Does he get here Saturday? Okay. So he has somewhere between 0 and 1 days to get ready for that game. And then otherwise you're looking at giving Darius Garland and Sadiq Bey a bunch of minutes, and they are not supposed to be going to Tokyo. So I think it's possible that the game doesn't get played. I'm not overly concerned about a further outbreak of COVID. You know, Jeremy Grant's still in quarantine for how long, we don't know, but you know, so I think, I guess the easiest way to say it is that there's a chance that something happens with this game, but it appears Team USA is still planning on playing it.
As you mentioned, first game of the actual Olympics, Sunday, July 25th against France. Plenty of hurdles to get over between this team right now and an Olympic gold medal. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play News from The Athletic. Thanks to Joe Varden. I'm Tim McMaster. You can also visit theathletic.com/headline pod to join for just $3.99 per month.